Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget the truckers out there getting the goods done, delivering from point A to B all around the country. Thanks so very much to guys and gals doing that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe and Gab and Parler. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, we have a website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there. You can hear the show over there. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it over there right now. And I guarantee you, the podcast will be over there and a lot of other things. But joining us right now from California, IA, we've got the professor of politics, and that would be none other than Kyle Warren. On cue, they were in the doorway.
All right.
Yep, they're going to go back in now. There we go. Okay. There they go. See you guys later. There we go.
Well, that just makes my day.
Well, it makes mine too, because I know they're over there. I went outside the door here a little while ago to make sure everybody was there, and I got the thumbs up, so there you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. This is a great, great, great part of how our country was founded, under Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, our governor tonight, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, our governor tonight on Laura Ingraham addressed the situation that a business owner, a young couple, had with the gym that they owned. And they had been arrested three times for not complying with the local mask mandates. But as you know, the governor got rid of the mask mandate, stating that it was totally up to the businesses. If they wanted to have people wear masks, that was fine. If they didn't, that was fine too. But since that's happened, these people have been arrested, handcuffed, and were facing 6 months in jail with a fine of $5,000, all for simply not forcing their customers to wear masks. Pretty stupid, huh?
Yep, yep.
So along comes the governor on Laura Ingraham, and this is what transpired.
Reopening, getting rid of these mandates. What the heck's going on here? And what can you do?
Well, it's a total overreach, Laura. This is exactly what we ordered against last summer, many, many months ago. And so I was actually just recently briefed on this case, and we looked at it. And so I'm glad you have Mike and Jillian on. And I'm also glad to be on to be able to say that effective tomorrow morning, I'm going to sign a reprieve under my constitutional authority. So that'll delay the case for 60 days against both of them. And then when our clemency board meets in the coming weeks, we'll issue pardons not only for Mike and Jillian, but for any Floridian that may have outstanding infractions for things like masks and social distancing. The fact is,
wow,
it's not even right to be wearing masks when you're exercising. The World Health Organization advises against it. It's not healthy for people to be doing that in the first place, so it was a bad restriction. But these things with health should be advisory. They should not be punitive. And so we're happy to use our constitutional authority. I think they've been treated poorly, and fortunately, they got a governor that cares.
Now, that is amazing.
Well, it really is. And again, you know, Captain, this may not have something to do with the mask mandate in and of itself or whether or not masks are effective, but there's a political side to this because where all this was happening...
It's all politics.
Yeah, yeah, because I understand where this was happening primarily was essentially Democrat-controlled
Absolutely.
Area of the city.
The yeah. home of Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah, exactly. So talk about being punitive. You know, they're being punitive in many ways
yeah.
because they
well,
think it helps.
Let me say what exactly I'm thinking here. These morons down in South Florida, these Democratic morons down there, are stupid because they brought all this crap upon themselves. They've made life miserable and their little local minions down there. They don't care. They don't care about anybody else. They only care about themselves. You need to look no further than Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Well, I think as we look back on the entire COVID-19 history, when we get some perspective on it, we'll see the things that were effective, we'll see the things that made sense, but we'll also see a lot of the things that didn't make sense and were used as political bludgeons. And I think the American people, Captain, and certainly Floridians, are not going to take that kindly after a time.
Well, we have a governor that is the best governor in the United States, bar none. I hope he remains the governor for a second term and stays right where he's at, finishes his second term, and at least gets up until 2024 until we see what's going to happen next. He'll be a great vice president. He'd make a great president. We'll see what happens. Now, the other thing is, late last night, Joe Biden announced they're restarting the construction work on a segment of the Trump border wall in Texas, some 13.4 miles, where a lot of people have been coming across the border. And Texas said, look, if you're not going to fix it, we're going to fix it.
That's exactly right. Imagine that, Captain, they're
yep.
responding to that.
Well, they didn't have any choice now, did
yep.
they?
Okay.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be a busy night, a lot of things going on, and if you want to call in and opine, you're going to get the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I am going to. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And Kyle Warren sitting on the telephone waiting for me to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at Relief Factor. I talked to Pete and Seth Talbot again yesterday. They told me that things are just rolling along, and I wanted to thank everybody for supporting them and for supporting my show, because a lot of you are ordering Relief Factor off the website they gave me, and thank you so very much for doing that, because they've done something different with me. The other people you hear advertising Relief Factor, they go, we'll call XYZ number and tell them product code, blah, 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 blah. In my case, they gave me a website to put on my website, which I did. All you do is click on the link and boom, away you go. Now, again, Relief Factor is something that I take. I'm currently taking it three times a day because of the situation I have going on with my left ankle and foot, which, by the way, is slowly getting better. Slowly getting better, but it's a work in progress, as it always is when I go through this process that I have. But because of the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going straight to the source of the pain. I've never seen anything quite like it. Now, it's 100% drug-free, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, it also helps the healing process, comes in convenient individual packets, and it only costs $19.95 for 3 weeks to get on the quick start, and away you go. You will know by the end of that third week if it's going to work for you or not. If it doesn't, you're only out $20, no harm, no foul. But I'm telling you, tens of thousands of people have taken the product and are still taking it because it works and have gotten off the heavy-duty meds they were on, myself included, and they're doing what needs to be done pretty much naturally with a natural, drug-free product. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All you got to lose is pain. And good morning again, Kyle Warren.
Hello, Captain.
Now, got to talk about the Middle East. I would say they're no longer on the verge of war. I would say that they're engaged in a war because Hamas is not slowing up in the Islamic Jihad, the firing of the rockets towards Israel. They're hitting targets now. It's pretty much, it looks like they throw 50 or 100 rockets up in one area to see if Israel can knock them all down, and they are not knocking them all down. Some are getting through, and there have been some casualties and some deaths on the Israeli side. A lot more, though, on the Hamas side because of the way they do things. They will take a military target, and they will ring it with women and children and families or put them in a big building, like the big 13-story buildings that one of them was a command and control center for Hamas, and they had all the antennas there and this, that, and the other, and the leader of Hamas was in there. They killed him and two of his subordinates plus several other people in the building because they wouldn't let them go out.
Well, exactly right, Captain, and you're right. There's been those have been killed in Israel. I believe 7 so far have been killed. At least 67, we understand, have been killed, I think, on the Gaza side, as it were. But, yes, this is this fighting continues. The missiles you're talking about, or the rockets, I should say, you're talking about, they're essentially being employed as an attack of attrition. And so every once in a while, the Iron Dome missiles aren't going to catch them.
They are the Katyusha rockets that come from the Iranians, and the Iranians are up to their eyeballs in the middle of all this. And they want this going on. But here's the deal. Our leader, our fearless leader, Jolton Joe, wherever the hell he is not doing anything. He's nowhere to be seen. And yesterday we heard Jen Psaki, old great Jen Psaki, say, well, it's a local issue. It needs to be talked. They need to discuss it amongst the locals there to get it solved. Oh, no, they don't. This is a world issue. Iran's in the middle of it. You got to believe China's provoking things. You got to believe Russia's provoking things. And certainly the terrorist groups that are there who are taken care of, supplied and funded by Iran. And by the way, we did give the Palestinians a bunch of money here a little while ago under the Biden administration. We need to rescind that money effective immediately.
Well, certainly you're right. And Iran, I understand, gives literally millions of dollars every month to groups like Hamas. So they're very well funded. But of course, Captain, typically, you know, some kind of altercation like this, one would think both sides would want to tamp it down as fast as possible. But that doesn't seem to be the case, at least on the Hamas side for sure. And what the U.S. is going to be able to do remains to be seen. But you're absolutely right. You have world players who have a vested interest in making sure that the Middle East really does blow up.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're witnessing.
And the problem, as I see it, is they see we have a weak leader, inexperienced at the world's on the world stage. His vice president is even more inexperienced, and that's what they see. And John Kerry, Ketchup Kerry, is not going to be able to solve this one.
Well, no, and yes, I think there is a lot of weakness there, Captain. But at the same time, I think that when what we've seen, for example, during the Obama administration and Obama's apparent disdain for America's relationship with Israel overall, I think may also kind of be a factor here. That this is, again, why are we so intent on getting back into the Iran nuclear deal? Why are we so intent on making sure that Iran is no longer isolated and made weaker? That is the Iranian regime.
And why are we now buying oil from the Middle East again when we hadn't done it in over two and a half years?
Exactly. We were energy independent. And yes, thanks to the Donald Trump presidency. But this, again, Captain, why would we get oil from people who hate us, who are going to use that money in order to further degrade and harm American interests and our allies' interests?
Well, now we'll go to the gas shortage, and now we'll go to the oil situation. The energy secretary called it a supply crunch as shipments to affected areas increase while gas gouging continues. Now, this is a situation where I can tell you unequivocally, ladies and gentlemen, that you are being screwed, blued, and tattooed at the pump if you're paying more than a reasonable amount on top of what I'm about to tell you. Crude oil, West Texas crude oil, yesterday went up 80 cents a barrel. It's 66.08 to start the day. Brent crude went up 77 cents a barrel. It's 69.32 to start the day. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Do the math. Look at the price at the gas pumps and understand this. The wholesale price of gasoline is now $2.16 a gallon. It went up 2 cents yesterday. The wholesale price of diesel is now $2.07 a gallon. It went up 3 cents a gallon yesterday. Do the math. See what the difference is between the wholesale price without all the taxes added in and what the tax is, and you'll know just exactly how bad you're being screwed.
That's right. AAA, by the way, reports the national average price of gas is now $3.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. And so, again, I mean, here in Southern California, for example, Captain, it's well over $4. But so they're talking about a national.
And you've got a gas tax out there that's over $1 a gallon.
Exactly. So,
and it doesn't all go to pay for the roads like it's supposed to.
Well, of course not. Of course not. Southern Californians are sort of used to paying higher gas prices, but across the country, in different parts of the country, these kinds of escalations in gas prices are very, very significant.
Now,
and it's so significant, as you know, with the cooking industry.
Now, to the morons that are putting gasoline in trash cans with no lid on them and putting them in their trunk, to the morons that are using plastic garbage bags and filling them with gasoline, or at least putting a gallon to 3 gallons in a 30-gallon trash can, to those morons, I want you to know you're driving around with an IED in your trunk, improvised explosive device. Because if somebody hits you in the rear end, you are going to blow up not only yourself, but the person in the vehicle behind you. You're going to kill somebody, and that's really not smart.
Well, obviously, this Captain, I think, almost just takes the cake. It really does. I can't imagine how anybody would have a thought in their mind that they could actually put gas in a plastic bag or open trash can. I mean, we laugh about saying it, but people are actually doing it.
I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is so crazy. But it shows also, Captain, again, that even with just the hint that there is a gas shortage, you see how some people choose to go out and behave.
Must be Democrats.
Right.
All right, yeah. I'll let it stay there. All right, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We got more coming up. And by the way, when we come back, if the American public needs further evidence that the Democrats are milking the January 6th incursion at the nation's capital, we'll tell you what they're up to now as they continue that road.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Colonial Pipeline says it has begun to restart operation of its pipeline to start delivering fuel to eastern and southern states once again. The pipeline had been offline since last Friday after the company was hit with a ransomware attack. Colonial says it may take several days for the pipeline to get back to full capacity and that there may be some intermittent service interruptions as operations return to normal. Gas stations in several southeastern states saw long lines on Tuesday, with many running out of gas as people worried about a possible shortage. And President Biden met with the top congressional leaders of both parties Wednesday to discuss his infrastructure bill. The president has put forth a more than $2 trillion package, with Republicans countering with a smaller bill that focuses on core infrastructure. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes there's room for a bipartisan agreement on an infrastructure package, but told reporters after the meeting that he made it clear to the president that Senate Republicans would not agree to a tax hike to pay for the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and welcome back to The Captain's America, Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. I happen to have I'm a policyholder with Geico, been there just about 18 years now. And I'll tell you what, if you're driving a car, you're driving a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, maybe you got an HEV or a boat, they can insure all that, but it'll get a whole lot cheaper if you bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance or even your condo insurance on with Geico. They can cover all of that for you. So all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out how they can do that for you, or to find out where your local agent is, and they'll definitely do that for you. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to the phone lines, and Kyle Warren is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, I'm going to get right to the we've got a gasoline hauler we haven't heard from in a while. His name is Covington, and he's delivering. He tells me he's got 9,000 gallons on his vehicle over in Largo, Florida. So, Covington, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, Kyle, tell us what's going on.
Big toot for Kyle.
Hey, thank you. That's cool,
yeah.
Man.
I love your show. I love your show, Kyle. You're fabulous to listen to, and you're really uplifting, especially in this time of dark, you know, it's just really dark. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I love you guys' program. It just gets more invigorating every day, and about the only thing I can stand to listen to all day.
Now, let me ask you a question. They've raised the weight limits for you. You're carrying, what, 9,000 gallons now, full capacity?
9,000 gallons. I got 3,100 gallons in the first compartment. I got 1,200 gallons in the second compartment. And I've got 1,050 and third and fourth compartment, and 2,600 gallons in the fifth compartment. You can divide all the compartments up, carry different products. You essentially carry five different products.
Right.
You just can't carry a jet with the same load.
Now, now, you're also been given extra hours, right? The hours of service have been...
Yep. Yeah, so if I run over hours today, we have that extension capability.
Okay, because the guys...
And the scales aren't even pulling us in. The scales pull us in, but then they give us a green light to go.
All right, and I know up in Bainbridge, the gas haulers that are up there in Bainbridge, their problem was there wasn't any gas in the pipeline here the last 24 to 36 hours.
We got gas. There's... plenty of gas here. The problem is people are hoarding it.
Yeah.
And because they don't understand that we get the gas through the port of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And Port Manatee.
And some of it comes from the Bahamas, and some of it comes from Louisiana and Texas and Mississippi. No.
Well, the vast majority of it is coming from, I think down in St. Croix, they get a lot of it from there. There's plenty of gasoline around. It's just that that people are making a big deal out of it. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
All right, and again, you pointed out to me that people should not be putting gasoline in plastic anything.
Well, what it does is it causes, you're a firefighter, and forgive me for forgetting about that, but it causes an arc or a spark, and it's not intrinsically safe, is how we put it.
They've got a portable IED if they're putting it in the trunk of their vehicle and somebody smacks them in the hind end.
Oh, that is ridiculous. It does ignite the fumes, and it's flammable. But
right.
I mean, you don't want any of that mess in your car.
Well, Covington, you take care and be real careful out there, and keep up the good work.
God bless you, Captain. Thank you for your show.
Thank you. Okay, and that's Covington, and he is a gas hauler, and he's hauling gas around, and it's always good to hear, from the people that are working on the Third Watch, but what he's doing is extremely important. He said, there's not a gas shortage, and I knew that. I told you that yesterday. There is no gas shortage. Now, it's spotty in some areas because of the situation that's going on. When people hoard gas, they're going to buy the gas up at all the different areas, and I think the North Carolina was the worst of all the areas as far as hoarding the gas.
Well, right. And, yeah, we hope Covington stays real safe out there hauling all that fuel. And, Captain, I've seen video of people who have multiple gas cans.
In the back of their vehicle.
Exactly. They're stacking them up in the back of their SUVs, filling up one after the other. And even so, I mean, it would be terrible to have somebody hit you even with those things in the back. I don't think people really understand. But also, though, of course, unfortunately, these kinds of things sort of bring out the worst. There's a lot of people, if everybody would just put the gas in the car that they need, this is all going to get, it's all going to get evened out very, very quickly.
Well, in lieu of what happened yesterday with Liz Cheney being voted out of leadership, the position that she had, and it looks like Elise Stefanik, the representative from upstate New York, is going to take her place. This surfaced yesterday amongst the headlines. If the American public needs further evidence that Democrats are going to keep milking the January 6th insurrection in D.C. for their own benefit, a few Democratic lawmakers are now pushing, you ready for Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Are now pushing for a permanent memorial for the insurrection of January 6th somewhere near the steps of the Capitol.
Yes, this is coming around again. We have heard about this. Recently back, I think in March as well, there was, somebody tried to introduce something like this.
Well,
but this is, again, like you said, it's milking it.
I don't mind a memorial, but to put it near the steps of the Capitol, I don't think so. I think you should put it where the park is right there. That's not very far away.
Well, sure. And, but again, it's as if, Captain, you do have some that, and nobody agrees with what happened on January the 6th and all that. We've talked about it at length. But obviously they feel that as people get more wise to what the Biden administration is up to, it's like they have to go back and sort of dig a lot of stuff up to make sure that they, keep the rancor level, up as far as they can keep it.
Yep. Now, again, talking about House Republicans and Liz Cheney, she was voted out of her position as the number three GOP leader the president, if you will, of the caucus in the House of Representatives. And she once again repeatedly used the terminology she was going to do everything she could to keep Donald Trump from being anywhere near of the Capitol and that sort of thing. And that doesn't even make sense. He's a former president, for God's sake. And if they have some sort of event there where they invite the former presidents, guess where he's going to be? The Capitol.
Well, right. But of course, I think what she's doing mostly is doing some virtue signaling for some reason here. But the story is being spun that the Republicans are divided and she's trying to keep them back onto track and this kind of thing. When in reality, that seems to be what's happening.
Well,
for the Washingtonian perspective, but not out there in the highways.
You have 100 members of the Republican caucus in the House that apparently are joining together now. How many members of the House of Representatives are there?
Was it 435, I think? Yeah.
Well, yeah, but yeah. You've got 100, okay, and mm-hmm. The Republicans have got, I don't know, I guess it's 5 or 6 less than the Democrats. So you've got not quite a half of the Republicans are signing up to disagree with the political leaders in the GOP, including Kevin McCarthy, you might add, and they want to possibly create their own party, we're being told. Well, those are all rumors, and that's all innuendo coming from the left-leaning media. But I will tell you this, I know the Stefanik family. I did not realize that she's related to Joe Stefanik. We used to call him Hugo Joe at the Oswego Speedway when I worked up there on the safety crew up there, and he was a championship modified driver, and she's part of that family. So I feel like I know a little bit about her, but she was elected back in 2014. She was the youngest woman ever elected to Congress at age 30.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, and she's done a lot for herself. She certainly has worked her way up the ladder. She's been a work in progress, if you will, becoming more and more Republicanized, I guess if that's a good word. She became a supporter of Donald Trump, and she calls herself a subscriber of Trumpism.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has talked positively about things in America and whatnot. She's talked about the witch hunt, the purveyors of the witch hunt, and all that sort of stuff, and she voted against the impeachment of Donald Trump. But she's going to be, if she becomes the leader, the number three person, she's going to be a good one because she is a real go-getter.
Exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come back, and the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is coming up. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way. And by the way, I do believe, because we heard from Covington, we're going to have a little trucking music tonight. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming. Be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and she and her husband run the Double D Ranch, which is a horse ranch. They not only stable horses there, but they also teach equestrian and western riding there. If you want to learn how to ride a horse, that's the place to go. And don't forget, by the way, don't forget that we've also got our good friends at the Pilot and the Flying J that sponsor the Truckers Highway and Byway segment. And we got a caller on the line. Caller, we'll get to you right after I do this, because I got to play me one of them there trucking songs for the truckers out there tonight. And a special shout out to Uncle Earl. Uncle Earl sent me an email today. Said he's been listening to me for years, coast to coast, border to border, going across the country at nighttime. He really appreciates what we do. Thank you very much, Uncle Earl. And we just heard from Terry in Fort Worth, Texas. He's out trucking across I-20 tonight. Here we go.
Stay. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. with a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked-out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
All righty, he's a working class, and we're a working class. I'm going to bring Kyle in here first. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go right to the caller. I'm going to do that right away. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Captain. It's Tommy O, Suicide Jockey.
Oh, yeah, the other Suicide Jockey, the original Suicide Jockey. You're out there cruising, I take it.
Yeah, just leaving Port Manatee, another load of gas. Took 10-hour off, reset, and it's like you said yesterday, people just buying gas. I don't even think they need it, Captain.
I know it, and it's hard to believe how they're storing some of this, sticking in the trunks and freaking garbage bags and trash cans, open trash. I mean, come on.
There's plenty of gas to go around. The only thing is now is everyone's just literally 9,000 gallons in 3 hours, the one station I went to yesterday.
Wow.
Times. In 3 hours, 9,000 gallons. Normally that'll last like 12 hours.
Wow.
So there we go again.
Yeah. So, all right, well, listen. You truck them safe out there, my friend.
You got it, Captain. Take care.
All right. That's Tom Suicide Jockey. And Kyle, we haven't heard from him in a little while.
No, that's exactly right.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad we're hearing from the Suicide Jockeys out there tonight because that's a tough job. All right. I'm going to read the weather statement, then I'm going to give it to you. Excessive rainfall will continue to bring localized flash, urban, and small stream flooding along with new and renewed river rises over the northern Gulf Coast into this afternoon. Now, isolated strong to severe thunderstorms are possible today across parts of the southeast Alabama, southeast Georgia, portions of north and northeast Florida, as well as this system that's been moving along slowly is now reaching the east coast, and it's warm down here and raining and storming, and it's cold up north. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, it's actually warming up a little bit, and especially in Southern California, Palm Springs area was 100 on Wednesday. Looks like it's going to hit maybe 1 degree below that on Thursday and stay that way, looks like, for a few days. So things are starting to heat up. But we're tracking the same air quality alert that we saw over the last couple of nights in the Phoenix and Mesa area there in Arizona. So if you have any sensitivity to that and so forth, be aware of that if you're going to be traveling through the Phoenix area. Also tonight on the map, we've got a fire weather watch, and this is in southern Utah, namely St. George. This, of course, along Interstate 15. Right now, just a couple of quick temperatures in Bozeman, Montana. It's 53. Looks like they're going to have a sunny day, Captain, on Thursday with a high of looks like 68 degrees. So maybe some changes as well. Coming across some of the areas that were heretofore a lot colder.
Well, up in Minnesota tonight, the northeastern part of Minnesota, it's dry. We could have a fire weather watch going on there up towards Duluth and the Canadian border. But when we move over into the middle part of Wisconsin tonight, we've got a frost warning all the way down through the central part of Wisconsin, all the way down to Illinois, all the way down to Chicago. And then in the middle part of Missouri, over around Fort Leonard Wood and north up into the inland part of Missouri, about 100 miles, you've got a frost warning there. In Michigan again, I'm sorry, LJ, but you're going to freeze your little tootsies off again. You've got a frost warning across most of Michigan, but up there in the northwestern corner of Michigan, in the lower peninsula, you've got a hard freeze warning. So that's going on there. Now, I-80 tonight coming across Indiana, along with I-90, running across over into Ohio, all the way to upstate New York. Let's see, all the way to just about Buffalo. You've got a frost warning there. It also takes you down about halfway Pennsylvania and in about halfway and a half of Ohio. All of Kentucky, the northeastern part of Kentucky, to be specific, and then all of West Virginia. And that's what we got going on there. Plus, we got a frost warning as well up north in upstate New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. And we've got some gale force winds from Cape Hatteras down to about Savannah, Georgia tonight. Offshore winds and the winds along the coast there are going to be around 25 to 30 miles an hour. And that's what it's looking like right now. Now, we're going to go right back to the phone lines again. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Mike. I had lunch with you the last few weeks.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, I got a call from my cousin who lives across the river from my Michigan home.
Right.
On the St. Clair River.
Right.
And he's talking about Whitmer, and they're all upset over there because Whitmer wants to shut down Line 5, which feeds all the refineries in Michigan and some in Ohio and Indiana.
Right.
And plus the giant complex over in Sarnia, the Canadian side, they call that the Chemical Valley.
Right.
Well, anyway, the company, the pipeline company, said that they wouldn't shut down, and she said she's going to confiscate all their revenue.
Well, I don't.
Now, that gal is nuts.
I don't think she can do half of what she's talking about because I believe that pipeline crosses an international boundary. So therefore,
it does, and it isn't Michigan's deal.
That's right. So there you go. So she's talking through her butt.
Well, I'll tell you. Oh yeah, and. I think that the chief of police of Detroit will eat her lunch in an election.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Good man. All right,
he's
thanks,
smart.
Mike.
Yeah, he's very smart man.
All right, thanks for calling, Mike, and we'll see you maybe for another lunch here in another day or so.
Yep,
whatever.
Yep. All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you. And Mike's one of the regulars that likes to come over to Mission Barbecue, Kyle, and have lunch with us.
Very nice. Absolutely.
Yeah, and he lives right up there in that section. By the way, when he does listen to us, he's listening to us in our affiliate out of southeastern Michigan that goes up his way there right along the lake. They've got a heck of a signal. It takes him over to Cleveland, takes him up to just about Saginaw, I've been told, with the signal. I've seen the signal pattern. Plus, it also goes into Canada, so there you go. But anyway... Back to the weather, and real quick, tell us about Flying J. Got about 30 seconds.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, pull on in to the pilot of Flying J. Tell him you're listening to the program. You'll get a free cup of coffee. Just tell him that the captain sent you. And, Captain, I'm looking at pictures of their southern and spicy new chicken sandwiches that they have on sale as well. It's making me hungry. And be sure to check it out. Go to pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah.
It will make you hungry. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, they got great sandwiches in that deli they got there. I'm telling you. I used to, in the middle of the night, stop in there. Never mind the restaurant. Restaurant was fine, but you grab something to go out of the deli, and it was always good. Always good. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget to check out the pilot or the Flying J, too. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.